利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to everyone.
下午我们要一起来学习的题目是拿细尔的人生。
And our topic this afternoon is life of a Nazarite.
每个人一辈子只能活一次。
We only live once in our lifetime.
从出生到死亡，这个叫做人生。
From our birth till death, it is called life.
人生很宝贵。
Life is precious.
因为人生只有一次的机会。
Because we only get one chance at life.
你人生结束了，死了，你就不能再来一次。
When your life ended and you died, you cannot have it restarted again.
你怎么过你的人生啊，会影响你这一辈子的意义跟快乐。
And how you live your life will affect the meaning of your life and whether you're happy or not.
有一些人的一生啊，浑浑噩噩的，就没有做什么，也不晓得自己做了什么。
And some people live their life foolishly without realizing anything.
很多人只想活久一点，但是没有寻找人生的意义。
A lot of people just want to live longer without finding the meaning of life.
很多人很怕死。
Many people fear death.
像这个疫情就告诉我们，怕死的人是怎么样的。
For example, this pandemic tells us what happened to those who are afraid of dying.
大部分人都怕死。
Most people are afraid of dying.
但是却不知道怎么要活着。
But they don't know how to live.
其实要怎么活着，比你活多久还更重要。
In fact, it's more important to learn how to live than live a longer life.
要怎么样过你的人生。
And how do we lead our life?
在我们读民数记的时候。
When we read the book of Numbers.
作者整整的记载了一整章啊，有关于神告诉以色列百姓。
The writer of the book of Numbers uses the whole book to tell the people of Israel.
你的人生虽然很平凡。
Your life may be ordinary.
你可能出生也不一定是一个祭司，也不是一个利未人。
You may not born into the family of a Levite or a priest.
你可能不配得进到圣殿里面为神工作。
You may not even be worthy to enter into the sanctuary to work for God.
因为你生下来没有这种条件。
Because you were born without qualification.
但是你还可以把你的人生活得很有意义。
However, you can still have a meaningful life.
你可以选择做一个拿细尔人。
You can choose to become a Nazarite.
这个跟你出生的条件没有任何的关系。
This has nothing to do with qualification.
是每个人都有这种选择可以去做的。
Rather, it is a choice that everyone can choose to do.
所以到底拿细尔的人生是一种什么的人生？
What is the life of a Nazarite?
有什么意义在里面？
What does it mean to be a Nazarite?
还有要怎么样做一个拿细尔人？
And third, how to be a Nazarite.
那对我们今天来说，这些条件有什么属灵的教训？
And to us today, what are the teachings or spiritual teachings of a Nazarite?
这是我们今天要探讨的。
These are the things that we're going to study this afternoon.
首先，我们请打开民数记的第六章。
Let's now first turn to Numbers chapter 6.
第一节。民数记六章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 6 verse 1。
耶和华对摩西说：“你要晓谕以色列人说，无论男女许了特别的愿，就是拿细尔人的愿。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, whether either a man or woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord."
这里记载啊，有一些人呢会许愿。
There's some people who would make a vow.
什么叫许愿呢？
What does it mean to make a vow?
许愿就是你为了跟神求一样东西，很希望神给你。
To make a vow means you wish to have something from the Lord.
你希望得到神的垂听。
You wish to have the Lord hear your prayer.
你会告诉神一些条件。
And you will tell the Lord some conditions.
当然，神是不需要我们给他条件，他才听我们祷告。
Of course.God does not need conditions from us to listen to our prayers.
神是很爱我们的。
God loves us.
我们不需要每一次许愿才可以得到垂听。
We don't have to take a vow in order for our prayers to be heard.
但是在某一些情况，你在祷告的时候
，However, under certain circumstances when you pray,
你可能觉得我很不配得这个恩典。
You may feel that you're not worthy of this grace.
或者有时候情况很紧急
，Or perhaps it's an emergency.
你觉得说普通的祷告还不够。
You feel that your normal prayer is not enough.
或是你觉得我要，如果神祝福我这个事情，我答应神有一些事情我一定要去做的。
Or that if God blesses me with certain things, then I promise God I will do other things.
这种不是神逼我们的，是我们自己愿意的。
This is not being forced upon us by God, rather it's out of our own willingness.
这个叫做许愿。
This is called to take a vow.
可能是嘴巴在众人面前讲出来。
Perhaps it's verbalized before everyone.
你告诉大家，如果神怎么祝福我，我就要怎么奉献。那你讲出来。
You tell everyone if God were to bless me this way, then I will offer to Him such and such.
或者你心里面很郑重的跟神讲，虽然你没有讲出来，但心里面有答应神。
Or in your heart, you solemnly promise God.
这个就是一种许愿。
This is called taking a vow.
啊，那这里说啊，如果有人许了这个愿呢，就要还愿呢。
And it says if someone were to take a vow, then they have to repay.
啊，你不能许了愿就说没有就算了。
You cannot take a vow and then forget about it.
我们可以把红线放在第六章这边。
You can put a bookmark in chapter 6.
然后我们现在打开《传道书》第五章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书五章的五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 5.
你许愿不还，不如不许。第六节。
6.
不可任你的口使肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是许错许了。为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的呢？挺多。
5. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. 6. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands?
这里圣经讲得很清楚。
It's very clear.
神没有逼你许愿哦。
God did not make you take a vow.
但是如果你答应了神，你就一定要去做。
However, once you have promised God, you have to do it.
你不能说我讲错了，我不小心的。
You can't tell God that it was a mistake.
也不能说哦，刚刚太大意了，讲错了。
And all that you made a wrong thing.
神就已经听到你的声音。
God has heard your voice.
啊，你答应神不做，神就会生气。
If you promise God that you will do it and don't, God will be angry.
还会败坏你手做的工啊。
And he will destroy the work of your hand.
就是你做什么都得不到祝福，得不到顺利。
That means whatever you do, it will not be successful.
所以不要随便许愿。
So do not take a vow in vain.
但是你答应了神呢，一定要去做。
However, once you take a vow, you have to do it.
哎呦，不要延迟。
Do not delay.
不要说，哎呀，等我死之前我再来还愿。
Do not say that I will before I die, I will repay my vow.
我不是不还愿，我以后再有机会我再做。
It's not that I'm not repaying my vow, rather I'll wait until I have a chance later.
神知道你。
God knows you.
所以不要跟神呐、来耍诈耍赖。
Do not deceive the Lord.
好了，那我们看回来这个拿细耳人的愿。
So let us.Look back at the vow of a Nazarite.
拿细耳人的愿呢，可以说是许愿里面呢一种最大的愿了。
We can say that among all the vows, the vows of a Nazarite is the greatest.
这里不是许愿献一只牛、一只羊或者捐一笔钱。
Here the vow is not to offer an ox, a sheep, or to offer some money.
拿细耳人的愿是一种生活方式改变的愿。
Rather, the vow of a Nazarite is a change in lifestyle.
我们看民数记的第六章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 6.
再读第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
这里说啊，特别的愿就是拿细耳人的愿。
It says a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite.
一般的愿就是献钱啊，献牛献羊啊。
A normal vow or regular vow usually involves offering animals or money.
拿细耳的愿就是献自己。
Vow of a Nazarite is to offer yourself.
献你自己啊。
You're offering yourself.
但是不是把自己拿去杀掉啊、烧掉，不是那一种。
But it does not mean that you would be, you would kill yourself and burn yourself up.
哎，古代真的有，古代真的有一些宗教迦南人啊，他们真的是会杀人的，献人祭的。
And in the ancient days, there were such thing as a human sacrifice.
啊，但是我们的真神当然不要这么残忍，也不要人家杀人来献祭。
But our true God is not cruel. He does not want human sacrifice.
神接受一种愿，叫做拿细耳的愿。
God would accept a vow, the vow of a Nazarite.
什么叫拿细耳
？What is a Nazarite？
拿细耳这个字在原文呢，就是分别的意思。
The word Nazarite means to separate or consecrate.
或者是在我和合本的小字里面说归主的意思。
Or to belong to the Lord.
你把分别出来，把它归给神。
You separate yourself and belong to God.
就是在你可以做到的范围，把自己分跟一般人分别出来啊。
This is what you can do within your capability. That is, you separate yourself from others.
把你的人生有点改变了。
To change your life somewhat.
你要改变你生活的方式。
To change your lifestyle.
用这个方式来报答神。
And using this way to repay God.
因为神太爱你了。
Because God loves you.
你觉得献羊献牛给他还不够。
You feel that offering animals to the Lord is not enough.
所以拿细耳的愿其实是一种感恩的愿。
So the vow of a Nazarite is a vow of gratitude.
用自己的生活去感谢神。
To use your lifestyle to thank God.
说实在，捐钱比较容易。
In fact, it's easier to donate money.
我签一签，我有钱，我签一签支票放进去，我自己不会。生活上有什么改变
？I have money. I write a check. I offer it to the church. My lifestyle hasn't changed.
所以很多宗教啊，他们很在乎，就是你捐多少钱。
Many religion stresses upon how much you offer.
他不在于你, 捐完钱之后你的人有没有改变?
They don't care whether you have changed after you made that donation.
但是神看着我们是生活的改变, 还有心思的改变。
But what God stresses upon is change our lifestyle and change of our mind.
所以拿细耳的愿就是感恩的愿。
So the vow of a Nazarite is a vow of gratitude.
还愿了。
To repay a vow.
我们知道过两天就是加拿大的感恩节。
We know that in 2 days we will be having Thanksgiving in Canada.
今天的人呢，感恩节只知道吃火鸡。
And people today only understand that you eat turkey
on
Thanksgiving.
我们华人可能火鸡都不吃， 喜欢吃盐焗鸡， 喜欢吃油鸡， 火鸡太硬了。
And we Chinese, we probably don't even like turkey. We find that it's tough. We'd rather have, you know, salted chicken.
对我们来说，感恩节很多人都只是多一天放假，在家里睡懒觉而已。
To most people, Thanksgiving is only another statutory holiday for us to sleep at home.
其实感恩节就是提醒每一个人。
In fact, Thanksgiving is a reminder to everyone.
你生活当中要感恩啊。
You have to be thankful in your life.
你要感谢你父母啊。
You have to be thankful to your parents.
感谢你的老师啊。
To be thankful to your teachers.
感谢你的朋友啊。
To be thankful to your friends.
但是更重要是感谢天上的神。
More importantly, to be thankful to our God in heaven.
因为有一些人他忘记感谢神。
Because there are people who forget to thank God.
他忘记一切都是从神来的。
They have forgotten that everything they own comes from God.
没有神你哪有生命。
Without God, there is no life.
没有神哪有你的家庭。
Without God, where is your family?
没有神，怎么让你来到加拿大？
Without God, you wouldn't even be in Canada.
你不要只是感谢总理而已啊。
Do not thank the Prime Minister.
我听到有些信徒说，我要投某某政党、某某人，因为他发很多福利给我们。
I've heard people who say that I will vote for a certain party because they have given me a lot of subsidies.
政府发印钞票发给钱，大家都很喜欢投他票。
And when the government prints money and give them to the people, a lot of people like this kind of thing.
我要提醒他不要感谢总理，要感谢天父。
And we have to remind them, do not be thankful to the Prime Minister, rather be thankful to God.
我们当然感谢神给我们活在这个好的国家。
We, of course, we are thankful to God for allowing us to live in such a beautiful country.
但是更重要的，不要感谢神啊。
But more importantly, you have to be thankful to God.
所以作为一个拿细耳人，这是一种感恩的表现。
To be a Nazarite, it means that you gratify towards God.
你不要以为说我感谢，好，感谢，谢谢你，一句谢谢就算了。
Do not think that by being thankful, all you have to say is the word thank you.
你人与人之间。 当然也要说谢谢。
Of course, you have to be thankful to your friends.
但是只有一句话谢谢是不够的。
But just the words thank you is not enough.
人家帮了你那么大的忙。
When people have given you a big help.
你就随便打一个讯息，想几句，哦，谢谢你啊，愿主纪念你的爱心啊。
And all you did is send a text that says thank you and may God remember you.
2次、3次、5次这样子，你看下次就没人帮你了。
If you keep doing that for a few times, very soon nobody want to help you.
没有错，你嘴巴可能很甜。
It is true that you may be sweet with your words.
但是你感恩，你要表示啊。
But you have to make an action.
你做到的范围之外，你要感恩啊。
And you also have to be grateful.
人家怎么对你，你要怎么对人啊。
And how other people treat you, you should do the same.
你不能只是一句谢谢就可以了。
The words thank you is simply not enough.
对父母也是，对朋友更也是，对神更是这样。
To your parents is not enough. To your friends is not enough. To God, it is even not enough.
所以拿细耳的这种还愿。 这种愿就是要用生活、用行为来报答神的恩典。
So the vow of a Nazarite is to use your deeds and your lifestyle as a way to show your gratitude towards God.
好了，拿细耳人呢，在圣经里面呢有两种不同的情况。
There are two circumstances of a Nazarite.
一种呢就是一辈子的拿细耳人。
One is a Nazarite for the rest of their lives.
这是从你出生到死都是拿细耳人。
That is a lifelong Nazarite from birth till death.
这种就是他父母给他许的愿。
Those kinds are the vows made by parents.
让他一辈子都献给神啊。
So that the child is offered to God for his entire life.
圣经里面很有名的一辈子的拿细耳人有谁呢？
And who are the famous Nazarites in the Bible?
第一个有参孙呢，大家应该听过他的故事。
One is Samson. I'm pretty sure everyone knows his story.
好，那个他一出生就要当拿细耳人的了。
And once he was born, he was a Nazarite.
还有呢，在圣经里面。
And who else?
新约、旧约的最后一个先知，也可以说施洗约翰，他也可以算是拿细耳人。
The last prophet of the Old Testament, John the Baptist, we can consider him to be a Nazarite.
因为他一出生，圣经就说了，他清酒浓酒都不喝的。
By the time he was when he was born, the Bible recorded that he will not take any alcohol.
这种人就是一辈子都献给神的。These
kind of people are offered to God for their entire life.
不是说献一个礼拜、一个月、一年。They
are not offered to God for a short period of time, like a week, a month, or a year.
当然很多有一。 这些整个辈子一辈子都献给神的人。
There are a lot of people who offer themselves up to God for the rest for all their lives.
这种人的人生就很有意义。
These people have a very meaningful life.
这是一辈子的拿细耳人。
Because they are a Nazirite lifelong.
把自己分别出来。
They have separated themselves.
那今天呢，属灵上新约时代，我们也需要有这种一辈子的把自己献出来的人。
And today in this New Testamental era, we also need people who can separate themselves and offer themselves to God.
就是我们要献身当传道啊。
That is to offer yourself to be a preacher.
啊，真教会，我们要传扬真的福音，需要很多专职的、全时间的传道人。
And the true church, in order to preach the truth worldwide, we need a lot of full-time ministers.
我们教会在台湾，在很多其他的地方也一样，八九十年代、七八十年代。那时候很多年轻人愿意出来献身。
In Taiwan and also in other parts of the world, in the 70s and the 80s, we have a lot of youth willing to offer themselves to the Lord.
你看以前呢，神学院的照片，七八十年代的，每一期都十个、八个、十几个这样子出来的。
If you were to look at old pictures from the 70s and the 80s, you will see that the graduation class of the theological schools, every class has almost 10 or more students.
因为那时候大家知道，哇，教会很需要人做圣工。
Because members in those days understood that the church needs workers.
很需要人献身出来当传道。
The church requires youth to offer themselves as preachers.
所以那些年代啊，很多人出来为主耶稣做了美好的工作。
Therefore, in those days, a lot of youth or members offer themselves to do the work of God.
那时候大家觉得献身是荣耀的，为主工作是有意义的。
In those days, people think that it's an honor to offer themselves to God and to work.
有些父母还没有生出来，就帮孩子许愿。
There are some parents even before the child was born, they made a vow for the child.
或者孩子都还在生病的时候，或者是还小的时候，在替孩子许愿。
Or when the child was young and was gravely ill, the parents made a vow for the child.
很多这种见证。
We have seen a lot of such testimonies.
所以因为有那么多传道，那么多人献身，所以教会很兴旺。
And because there are so many people who offer themselves to work for God, the church was prosperous.
但是三十年过了，四十年过了，那一批传道人都退休了，都老了。
However, 30 years have passed, 40 years have passed, that group of workers have retired.
但是现在呢，很少人报名神学。
Today we see very few people would register for theological school.
为什么？年轻人呢，很少报名。
Why are the youth so reluctant?
有些时候，年轻人想报名，父母跟他说：“哎呀，你不要报名了。”
And sometimes the youth may be willing to register, but the parents would discourage them.
不要当传道，当执事比较好，执事可以管传道。
Don't be a preacher, be a deacon. A deacon can rule over the preacher.
不要当传道，当负责人更好，负责人可以管传道。
Don't be a preacher, be a council member. Council member can rule over the preacher.
负责人做两年就可以不做了，你传道一辈子的。
A council member has only a two-year term. A preacher is lifelong.
有一些父母不鼓励啊，还 discourage 啊，还阻止孩子出来献身啊。
So some parents they do not encourage the children to be preachers.
所以这种风气，社会改变，教会也风气也改变，所以年轻人都不出来，很少报名。
So times have passed.And thinkings have changed, so a lot of young people don't want to register.
有一些丈夫想要献身。
And there are some husbands who would like to offer themselves.
太太拉着他衣服啊，哭啊，你不要给我去。
And the wives would drag onto the husband, telling him not to go.
你去了我怎么办
？If you were to offer yourself, what would happen to me?
拜托，又不是要当传道去送死。
For heaven's sake, going to be a preacher is not going to die.
不是去读了两年之后就不回不来。
It doesn't mean that he goes to 2 years of theological school and doesn't return.
为什么哭的这个样子呢
？Is it necessary to cry so bitterly?
因为现在的人呢，没有以前的人那种心智。
This is because people nowadays are no longer having the same mind as the people in the olden days.
所以很多地方现在根本找不到传道人，那请不到传道。
And there are a lot of
招不到神学生。
There are a lot of churches who are not able to find preachers or even have youth register for a theological school.
那怎么办呢？要把那个老的、退休的啊，七十五岁、八十岁都抓出来，说啊，请你继续帮忙，再多几年。
What could they do? They could only ask the preachers who had been who are retired and ask them to come out and start working for the Lord again.
他们肯出来了，那大家觉得没问题了，他们继续做了。
And if the retired preachers are willing to come out and work, then everything is fine. The church goes on.
但这个是危机啊。
But this is a crisis.
现代的拿细耳人，全职奉献给神的人不够啊。
There are not enough Nazirites today for the church.
所以很多地方的圣工就停顿了。
And that is why the holy work is stagnant in many places.
台湾总会也招不够人。
In the General Assembly in Taiwan, they are not even having enough workers.
美国也招不到人。
In the United States, same thing.
加拿大我们也招不到人。
In Canada, same thing.
我说我们为教会祷告。
So we have to pray for the church.
求神感动。
To pray to God to touch the hearts.
那如果神感动你自己，你也要勇敢。
And if God were to touch you, you have to be brave.
如果神感动你家里的人，你要鼓励。
And if God were to touch your family members, you have to encourage.
好，第二种当时的拿西尔人呢，就是短期的。
Next is the second type of Nazirite, are the short-term Nazirites.
比如说你答应神啊，我神啊，你帮助我，我就做一个月的拿西尔人吧。
And for example, you tell God, God, if you were to promise me this or give me this, then I will promise to be a Nazirite for a month.
你说一个月，神就接受一个月啊，没关系。
Because if you say you would offer yourself for a month, God will accept you for a month.
你说一年，你就做一年。
And if you were to say to God, you would do it for a year, then God will accept you for a year.
神不会勉强人。
God does not
force you 啊。
force you.
但是呢，在这个时间里面，你就好好做一个分别出来的人，归给神。
In this period, while you are a Nazirite, then you should separate yourself to the Lord.
你可能说，我也不是要当传道的。
You may say that I'm not preacher material.
我也不是有这个恩赐。
And I don't have the gifts.
但是难道你就不是拿西尔人吗？
But does it mean that you're not a Nazirite?
在广义上来说，
in a broader sense,
每一个归主的人都要学习拿西尔人的精神。
Everyone who belongs to the Lord must learn the spirit of a Nazirite.
我们看彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章的第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
请读。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这里形容我们是被拣选的族类。
It says here that we are a chosen generation.
神在万人当中就是选了你哦。
Among the millions, God has chosen you.
然后呢，你是有君尊的祭司。
Next, you have the status of a royal priest.
不是普通的祭司啊，是有王族身份，是神的王子，又是神的祭司。
You're not an ordinary priest, rather you are royalty, so you are a royal priest.
是属神的子民啊。
You belong to God.
是属于神的，分别出来的。
So you belong to God, you're separated from others.
要宣扬照我们的出黑暗奇妙光明者的美德。
You have to proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以这样看来说啊，我们广义上来说，每一个人都是一种归主的人，分别出来的人。
So in a broader sense, all of us here are separated from others.
所以我们要好好看看第六章，民数记第六章里面拿西尔那些属灵的教训。
So that is why we have to study Numbers chapter 6 to see the teachings of a Nazirite.
看我们要怎么样做一个拿西尔人。
And we have to study how to be a Nazirite.
属灵的拿西尔人。
To be a spiritual Nazirite.
好，看回来民数记的第六章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 6.
拿西尔人的第一个条件。
First condition of being a Nazirite.
我们看六章的第二节，请读。
Chapter 6 verse 2. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when either a man or woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazirite to separate himself to the Lord.
第三节。
3. He shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar not made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice nor eat fresh grapes or raisins.
拿西尔人的第一个条件跟饮食有关。
So the first condition of being a Nazirite has to do with food.
不可以喝任何形式的酒。
They cannot have wine or similar drinks.
不可以喝用酒做出来的醋。
They cannot have vinegar made from wine.
甚至不可以吃葡萄，喝葡萄汁、葡萄干。
Nor shall they drink grape juice, nor eat grapes or raisins.
有人说找那个法律漏洞啊，那我不吃葡萄，我吃葡萄皮可不可以？
Some people are trying to be smart.
葡萄皮有抗氧化。
Some people are trying to be smart, saying, "If I don't eat the grapes, can I just eat the skin?"
葡萄籽可以吗？葡萄籽也很营养。
Or can I eat the seeds of a grape? They are nutritious.
神都帮你想好了，你不要给我作怪啊。
So God has said it right here very clearly. Don't even attempt to do any of those.
基本上，葡萄的从内到外，还有葡萄做出来的任何东西都不可以吃。
Basically, from the inside to the outside, you cannot have the grapes nor anything made from grapes.
不是只有不可以喝酒而已啊。
You not only cannot have wine.
好，那到底这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
首先有人问了，那基督徒可不可以喝酒？
First, people would ask, can Christians drink?
圣经没有说不可以喝酒。
The Bible does not strictly specifically say that members or Christians cannot drink alcohol.
圣经有讲，你不可以醉酒。
But the Bible does say that do not be addicted to alcohol.
Wow, get drunk.
Do not be drunk.
如果你喝，会喝到自己都不晓得讲什么，喝醉的，那你就一滴都不要喝。
And you cannot drink until you have lost your senses and be drunk.
如果你喝酒只是为了要跟人家来斗啊，然后跟大家一样啊，那种也不要喝。
So if you drink only to socialize with others, then it's best that you do not.
圣经说有一种情况可以喝酒。
And the Bible does say that there is under one circumstances you can drink.
保罗告诉提摩太，如果你胃很不好，你就喝一点点酒。
Paul tells Timothy that if you don't feel right in your stomach, you can have some alcohol.
如果你问传道可不可以喝酒，我就问你胃也没有不好。
So if you ask me whether you can drink alcohol, I'll ask you how is your stomach.
那如果胃不好，你就喝一点点提摩太酒。
If you feel funny in your stomach, then I will tell you to drink a little bit of Timothy wine.
这个就是圣经讲的。
This is what is written in the Bible.
但是圣经没有说完全不能喝酒，因为喝酒本身不是一种罪。
The Bible does not strictly prohibit drinking wine because the act of drinking wine is not a sin.
但是醉酒就是罪。
However, to be drunk from wine is sin.
但是如果你做一个拿细耳人呢，神对你的要求就更高了。
If you are a Nazarite, then God has high requirements of you.
不是你不可以喝，而是你为了 分别归给神，你就选择放弃这些享受。
To be a Nazarite, to separate yourself to the Lord, then you have to give up this kind of enjoyment.
这些享受可能本身没有什么错。
There's nothing wrong to enjoy these products.
你看吃葡萄有错吗？
Is it wrong to eat grapes?
我不喝葡萄酒，我不吃葡萄不行吗？
I don't drink wine made from grapes. Can I not even have grapes?
葡萄也是神造出来的。
Grapes is also a creation of God.
但是你为了要分别出来。
However, to separate yourself.
哇，你别人给你吃葡萄，说，哎，我不吃，我最近是当拿细耳人。
And then, if others were to offer you grapes, then you have to say, "No, thank you. I'm a Nazarite right now."
这是呢，你为了信仰的缘故，或者你为了服事神的缘故，你愿意放弃一些享受，肉体的享受。
That is for the sake of the truth, for the sake of God, you're willing to temporarily forsake some of the enjoyments.
这个精神呢，这是神非常的悦纳的。
This is a spirit that is very pleasing to God.
像我们今天年轻人也是一样。
For our youth today,
我们不是不可以做某一些事，而是我选择我是这个基督徒，我不跟一般我的同学一样。
It's not that we cannot do certain things, rather because you are a Christian, you choose not to be like everyone else.
尤其是那些不太荣耀神的。
Especially if things that do not glorify God.
或是对信仰本身没有帮助的。
Or things that add no value to your faith.
我们看哥林多前书第10章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书的第10章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
23节。
Verse 23.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人呢。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
不是每一样事情都有帮助，不是每一件事情都有造就人。
Not everything is helpful and not everything is edified.
保罗就说了，如果我因为我吃肉让人家跌倒，那我可以不吃肉。
Paul says that if I were to take meat and would cause others to fall, then I would give up meat.
吃肉本身不是罪。
Eating meat is not sinful.
但是我可以为别人牺牲。
However, I'm willing to sacrifice this for others.
还有呢，如果这个对我信仰没有帮助的。
And if this does not add value to my faith,
这种享乐本身不是罪，但是对我信仰没有帮助。
This enjoyment is not sinful, however, it does not add value to my faith.
甚至会把我拉下来的。
Or could even detriment my faith.
或者是让我不荣耀神的。
Or would it cause me not to glorify God?
那我就选择不要了。
Then I choose rather not to.
比如说抽烟。
For example,
抽烟。
For example, smoking.
抽烟本身是罪吗？
Is it sinful to smoke?
圣经没有说抽烟是罪，因为圣经没有讲烟这个东西。
The Bible didn't say that smoking is sinful because there's no such thing as smoking in those days.
有一个弟兄到信主之前是抽烟的。
There was a brother, he smoked before he believed in the Lord.
但是他信了主了。
After he converted.
他说我要戒烟了。
He said to himself, I will quit.
为什么？
Why?
因为我信了主了，整天还是手拿一根烟，这个不是很好看。
He said, I believe in the Lord, and every day I have a cigarette in my hand, it doesn't look good.
不荣耀神。
It doesn't glorify God.
还有呢，整天抽烟，对身体也不好。
And smoking is really harmful to your health.
还有呢，以前是抽完才来教会。
In the past, he would have his cigarettes and then come to church.
但是进来了，人家还是闻到他的味道。
After he comes into the chapel, everyone can still smell the smoke on him.
他自己也很尴尬。
And he felt awkward too.
他说：“好了，既然我当一个基督徒，这个东西我为主耶稣把它舍弃掉了。”
And he said to himself, since I am a Christian, that I'm willing to give up this for God.
记得我们刚刚讲啊，这个本身不一定是个罪。
Remember, we just mentioned that this itself may not be sinful.
但是我们愿意为了主把这些不必要的享乐，我们可以把它放下。
However, for the sake of our Lord, we are willing to give up all these unnecessary enjoyments.
啊，这个就是所谓的葡萄啦、醋啦、清酒啊、浓酒这个道理。
So this is similar to the teachings of the grapes, the wine made from grapes or similar drinks.
啊，今天弟兄姐妹
，Today, brothers and sisters,
有没有任何的东西站在你跟神的面前
？Is there anything that is between you and God？
我们看保罗怎么说啊
？Let's see what Paul said.
啊，我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
腓立比书三章的第八节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
啊，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督啊。
Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
保罗他以前不认识主耶稣基督。
In the past, Paul did not come to know Jesus Christ.
他抓住万事了。
He sees onto all things.
啊，名啊，利啊，法利赛人的地位啊。
The status of a Pharisee, fame and fortune.
但是他认识主耶稣之后。
Since he has come to know Christ,
他就把之前那些就放下，就不要了。
He gave all of those up.
他如果两样都要，他就没有办法追求基督。
If he were to have both, he would not be able to pursue.
因为人生的时间也是有限。
Because humans have limited time.
精神有限。
We have limited spirits.
我们的资源有限。
We have limited resources.
你不把那些让你隔开你信仰的，让你信仰不能进步的东西，把它剪掉，把它去除掉。
If you don't cut off from the things that does not help your spiritual life,
那你就不能进步啊。
Then you will not be able to improve.
所以你的葡萄、你的葡萄皮、你的清酒、浓酒是什么
？So what are your grapes? The skins of your grapes, your wine and your vinegar.
自己想想是什么
？Think about it. What are those?
可能是你的 Korean drama， 可能你的韩剧。
Perhaps it could be your Korean drama.
你一集一集追，每一天追五六集。天天追，追完一个又看一个。
You spend 4 or 5 hours watching 4 or 5 episodes every day. After you finish one, you start another one.
不是说看韩剧就犯罪。
Watching dramas is not sinful.
但是你整天都心就被那个充满。
However, your heart is just filled with those stories.
你一跪下去就看到那个漂亮的明星。
And when you kneel down to pray, you will see an image of that beautiful star.
你一看那个，你不开心，你看那个会投射。
And if you're not happy, you can watch those to reflect your life.
你知道为什么现在那么多人喜欢看那些 drama 吗
？Do you know why so many people enjoy dramas?
因为现实生活当中他得不到这些快乐。
Because they can't find happiness in real life.
啊，看到那些 drama 里面的人都很完美啊。
And when they see the perfect people in the drama,
所以就把自己投射进去。
They will project themselves into the drama.
所以很喜欢看。
That's why they keep watching.
看到最后，你时间都没有了。
And after watching.On and on, they have lost their time.
读圣经的时间也没有了。
They have lost the time to read the Bible.
祷告的时间也没有了。
They have lost the time to pray.
这个就很可惜。
So it's rather unfortunate.
你的清酒浓酒是什么
？So what are your wine?
可能是你的手机。
It could be your cell phone.
啊，前几天不是大宕机嘛，哈，你知道讲什么吗
？A couple of days ago,
Facebook 啊 ，WhatsApp 啊 ，Instagram 啊，全部宕机嘛，啊，宕了6个钟头。
A few days ago, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp was down for 6 hours.
请问你有没有在6个钟头觉得生不如死
？Let me ask you, did you feel that life is not right?
人生毫无意义。
That life is meaningless in those 6 hours.
拿起手机没东西滑。
And you pick up your cell phone, but there's nothing that you can tap on.
找不到人，没有办法看到别人的东西。
No one is communicating with you, and you can't read things on others.
没有人再给你 like 了，你很彷徨。
And nobody is giving you likes, and you feel lost.
哇，度日如年。
You're spending
度秒如年。
You're spending every second like it's a year.
茶饭不思。
And you're not able to eat and drink.
哇，一直滑都还没有，每5分钟检查一次。
You keep checking your cell phones, but the programs just don't work.
那六个钟头你过得很难过。
So that 6 hours was a difficult turmoil for you.
到六个钟头之后又有了，哇！你又拿到氧气了。
And 6 hours later, the software came back and you found your oxygen.
弟兄姐妹，你已经中了毒了。
And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, you are poisoned.
你平常已经中了毒了。
You are in all your days, you have been poisoned.
啊，intoxicated 了，好像喝了很多酒一样了。
You are intoxicated, likened to being drunk.
没有的划不出来，你就不晓得要做什么。
So you can't access your Facebook, so you don't know what to do.
没有的看，你就不晓得做什么。
You can't access your Facebook, you don't know what else is there to do.
真的，现在很多人很夸张，走路都还在看片。
It is true that a lot of people are walking and watching at the same time.
不是打字打 text 啊，如果是正常是打直的，就是可能是回信息；，有些打横的，走路是打横看的，就是看片。
If your cell phone,
我很怕被人家撞到。
If your cell phone,
啊，走路不看人的。
If your cell phone is vertical, that means that you're probably texting someone. But if your cell phone is horizontal, then you are watching something.
Yeah, 我还看过在男生厕所是小便，旁边那个人在小便，一边小便，手机还放在那边，还在一起看。
And I have seen people that are watching their cell phones while they're at bathroom.
啊，屁人很快的，那三十秒他都不放过。
Even that 30 seconds, they will not give up the cell phone.
为什么呢？中毒了。
Why? Because they're intoxicated.
你不要笑外邦人，很多弟兄姐妹都中毒。
Do not laugh at the Gentiles. Many brothers and sisters are just
来教会了，那个来教会了，上面讲下面的，下面的每十秒钟就来看一看。
And when they come to church, they'll be checking their phones every 10 seconds.
啊，现在是没饭吃，下个礼拜开始有饭吃了。
And now that we're not providing lunch, but next week the church will be providing lunch.
吃饭的时候也在看。
So you see a lot of people watching their cell phones.
说实在啊，不是罪，这个不是罪，你不能说玩手机是罪。
To be honest, this is not sinful. To play with your cell phone is not a sin.
但是这个就是保罗所说的粪土，这个也没有价值。
But this is what Paul deemed to be rubbish is the value to it.
你心中一直被世界的这种东西追着，被它吸引住。
You have been enticed by these things of the world.
保罗那个时候当然没手机啊。
In the days of Paul, there's no such thing as a cell phone.
没有那么多资讯。
There's technology, or rather, information is not that widely available.
但是你不要以为保罗跟随主很容易。
But don't think that it's easy for Paul to follow Jesus.
他要抛弃一些东西啊。
There are things, or there were things that he had to give up.
因为他说我过一个人生不一样的人生更宝贵。
Because to him, it's more precious to have a different lifestyle.
所以粪土就丢在旁边了。
Therefore, what he counted as rubbish, he would throw them away.
那我们今天就好像有点相反。
And today is different.
保罗的粪土放在旁边，我们过去，哎呀，这个你不要给我。
The garbage that Paul had thrown aside, we went and picked it up.
世界的东西很宝贵。
Things of the world are very precious.
信仰啊，你自己慢慢追求。
Our faith, we can do it some other time.
所以拿细人就是一种观念上的改变。
So to be a Nazarite is a change in concept.
我要把自己分别出来。
We have to separate ourselves from others.
有些东西我有所舍弃。
There are some things that we can give up.
好，那再来看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
第五节。在他一切许愿离属的日子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，要有法差长老，他要圣洁，直到离属归耶和华的日子满了。
All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord. He shall be holy, then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow.
拿细耳人的第二个要求啊，就是在他当拿细耳人的这时间呢，不可以剪头发。
The second requirement of a Nazarite is during the days of him being a Nazarite, he cannot cut his hair.
这个参孙的故事大家都知道了。
The story of Samson, everyone is familiar.
因为他是出生就当拿细耳人，所以参孙到等到成年的时候，头发非常的长。
When he was born, he was a Nazarite. Therefore, by the time he was a full-grown man, he had very long hair.
好，要等到离俗节的日子结束了，才可以剪头发。
It's only when the days are fulfilled that he could cut his hair.
那到底什么意思？
So what does that mean?
留长男人留长头发是代表什么？
What does it mean for men to have long hair?
从圣经的角度来说啊，男人留长头发是一件不好的事。
From the Bible perspective, for a man to have long hair is not a good thing.
是羞耻。
It is shameful.
我们看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章第十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 14.
11章14节。
14.
请读啊。
14, does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him?
这里保罗说了，你们的本性告诉你们的，不是文化，是本性。
So it's nature itself.
女人留长头发是她的本性，女人长发很好看。
A woman with long hair, it's a glory to her.
男人留长头发就很奇怪。
For a man to have long hair, it looks strange.
好，所以保罗说，本性而不是文化，是本性，是四海之内皆通啊。
So Paul says that it's nature, human nature, it's universal all over the world.
如果男人头发长长秀发，哇，长长直直很漂亮，但是是个男人，哎呀。太奇怪了。
If you see someone with long, straight, beautiful hair, but turn around and you see it's a man, then you find it's very strange.
尤其是我走在 mall 里面。
There was one day I was in a mall.
哇，前面我觉得，哎，前面那个女生的头发好长，好漂亮。
And I see someone before me, ahead of me with long hair, and I thought this woman has very beautiful hair.
我以为是个女人。
But what I thought to be a woman.
这个头一转，哎呦，是个男的。
When a head turned around, I see it's a man.
哇，头发长得比女人还漂亮。
The hair was more beautiful than a woman.
但是本性告诉我们，男人本性上来说，这不应该留像女人这种长头发。
But nature itself teaches us that a man shouldn't have long hair like a woman.
那长发是神给女人用来盖头用的。
A long hair is God's gift to women to cover her head.
但是这个拿细耳人呢，不是为了要跟潮流啊。
A Nazirite is not to follow the trend.
因为以前没有男人剪长头发的那个留长头发的这个潮流啊。
In the past, men do not have long hair.
以前呢，在圣经里面呢，男人长头发是羞耻。
In the Bible, for men to have long hair, it's a dishonor.
是女人的记号，你怎么拿一个女人的记号
？It is the mark of a woman. So how can a man have a mark of a woman?
所以他这样子留长头发到处走，人家就看得他很奇怪。
So if a man had long hair and walks around everywhere and goes around everywhere, then he will be deemed to be strange.
那不一定每个人知道他当拿细耳人呢。
Not everyone may know that he is a Nazirite.
所以多少都要为了这个头发呢，来受一些羞耻羞辱。
And therefore, more or less, they will be suffering some dishonor because of their hair.
今天我们信主了。
Today we believe in the Lord.
我们如果要坚持我们的信仰。
We want to hold on and maintain our faith.
有时候呢，会被人家笑。
There will be times we'll be laughed at.
有时候我会面对一些羞辱。
And there are times that we may be mocked.
我们看《使徒行传》的第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
41节。
Verse 41.
五章41节。
Chapter 5, verse 41.
他们离开了公会，心里欢喜，因被算配得为这名受辱。
So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
当时的门徒因为信耶稣啊，受了很多的苦。
The disciples in those days they have suffered much for the sake of Christ.
被打，被下到监牢里面。
They were beaten, they were put in prison.
虽然被放出来了。
And now that they have been let go.
但是呢，众人呢，在街上的人也是看不起他们。
But the people in the streets also despised them.
但是他们没有灰心。
The members were not disappointed.
他说：“我们是配得，我们是很开心的，因为是配得为这个名受辱。”
Rather, they were rejoicing because they were counted worthy to suffer shame.
今天我们不用留长头发了啊！
Today,
弟兄不用留长头发了。
Today, brothers do not have to grow long hair.
好，弟兄听清楚，不要说传道说，哎，我们要回去当拿细耳人，明天开始我就要留长发。
So brothers, listen carefully. And I'm saying that you don't have to grow long hair. Do not think that you want to be a Nazirite and you start growing your hair.
但是我们要为主耶稣，愿意为主耶稣受辱。
However, you have to be willing to suffer shame for the sake of our Lord.
记得好多年前我们青年人去 Skytrain 站发传单。
I remember a few years ago we had several youths that go to the Skytrain station.
有一些拿到哦
，OK，
谢谢你。
There's some people who picked one and thank you.
有一些人就不要，给他就不要。
There are some people who shun away.
比较客气的就不讲话。
Those who are polite will say nothing.
有一些拿到之后一看，讲什么？哇，在你面前撕掉，丢地上，然后还要骂脏话。
And then there are others who take a look at what you have distributed, looked at it, tear them up and swear at you.
如果你面对这样的情况
，If this is what you were facing,
感谢主，你为主耶稣做当拿细耳人呢、啊、
？Then thank God because you have become a Nazirite for the sake of our Lord.
还有一个小朋友去学校上学。
And there was a young child who went to school.
中午吃午餐的时候。
During lunchtime.
感谢，谢饭。
He said grace.
每次感谢完，他那个饭就不见了。
And every time he finished his grace, his lunch would be gone.
为什么
？Why?
同学捉弄他。
Because his friends, or classmates, would make fun of him.
等他谢饭的时候，把他的饭拿走了。
While he was saying grace, they took his lunch away.
他一开始很难过。
At first, he felt rather upset.
同学都笑他。
Everyone laughed at him.
但是他回到教会，听了道理，妈妈鼓励他。
But he returned home. When he went home, his mother would encourage him.
他们不了解你的信仰，笑你。
And his mother would say to him that they don't understand your faith, and that's why they're making fun of you.
但主耶稣都纪念你的。
However, our Lord Jesus remembers you.
没有错，我们为主耶稣要受辱嘛。
It is true that we will suffer shame for the sake of our Lord.
啊，再来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
在他离属，看回来民数记六章的第六节。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 6, verse 6.
在他离属过耶和华的一切日子，不可挨近死尸。
All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body.
啊，就算父母死了。
Even if your his parents die.
兄弟姐妹死了。
His siblings died.
啊，他都不可以靠近他们。
He cannot go near dead body.
因为那段时间他是要把神放最重要的。
Because in that period of time, God shall be his top priority.
所以要处理家人的遗体啊，要办丧事啊，就是由没有当拿细人的亲戚他们去办的。
So to take care of the dead, then he would have to rely on his relatives who were not Nazarites.
哦，所以不可以碰到任何的死的人、死的牲畜，这个就是拿细人的规矩。
So the rule of a Nazarite is that he shall not touch a dead body or a dead animal.
那属灵上什么是死的东西呢？
And spiritually speaking, what is considered dead?
死啊，当然是从罪而来的。
Death comes from sin.
所以作为一个分别为圣的人，
To be someone who is consecrated.
要特别注意哪里有死的东西，你要离远一点。
Then you have to pay special attention to what is dead.
哪里会让你有机会进入属灵死亡的东西？
Anything that could cause you to die spiritually.
会引诱你犯罪离开神的东西。
Anything that could cause you to sin to be departed from God.
你要离开他远一点啊。
You have to leave them further and further away.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书八章第五节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 5.
因为谁从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，谁从圣灵人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, for those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
所以说，体贴肉体就是死。
That is, if you are carnally minded, then it is death.
肉体要你犯罪，如果你听你肉体，你就死了。
If you listen to your flesh and it wants you to sin, then you are dead. You're dead.
啊，有一个年轻人。
There was a young man.
他二十几岁，还没结婚。
He was in his twenties and still single.
啊，找到一份工作。
Found a job.
他很感谢神。
He was very thankful.
他每天去上班。
Every day he goes to work.
但是每天上班就有一个引诱。
However, every day he goes to work, there is temptation.
因为他公司的对面，正正对面就是一个脱衣舞的这个俱乐部。
Because right across from his company is a strip club.
啊，一个二十几岁的男人血气方刚，谁不喜欢看这种东西？谁不喜欢心痒痒，想要进去看一看
？A young man in his twenties who wouldn't want to see strippers?
我在这儿问啊，对不对？年轻人当然对这种东西很有兴趣嘛。
Who doesn't want it? Everyone is interested.
但是他告诉自己
，However, he tells himself,
我是属于神的人。
I belong to God.
我要神将来祝福我。
I want God to bless me.
我要神祝福我一个美好的婚姻。
I want God to bless me with a beautiful marriage.
我也要在教会做圣工。
And I also want to work in church.
所以我千千万万不能靠近那个脱衣舞。
That is why I cannot go close to the strip club.
他告诉自己，连靠近他门口都不要。
He tells himself he cannot even go near to the door of the strip club.
一下班就往右边走，离开远远的。
And after he comes off from work, he would turn right and leave that area.
有些同事都去了，但是他没有跟他们去。
His coworkers would go to the strip club, but he refused to go.
因为他知道我要离开死的东西，不洁净的东西。
He knew that he has to depart from the dead and from those that are unclean.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种心
？Brothers and sisters, do you have this kind of mindset?
你有这种心，神就会保守你。
If you do, then God will keep and preserve you.
你保守自己，神不会放弃你。
If you preserve yourself, God will not give up on you.
你保守自己，神就会大大祝福你。
If you keep yourself, God will bless you abundantly.
好，再看回来民数记第六章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 6.
好了，离书的日子结束了。
Once the days are done.
十三节哦。
Verse 13.
啊，拿细尔人满了离书的日子，哪有这样的条例
？When the days of the separation are fulfilled.
第十四节啊。
14.
他要将供物献给神呢。
He shall present his offering to the Lord.
啊，这下面有讲要献很多祭，燔祭、平安祭、赎罪祭、素祭，一堆祭要献啊。
And it goes on to say the kinds of offerings he had to give, which is burnt offering, sin for offering, peace offering, and so forth.
我觉得很有意思。
I believe this is very meaningful.
这里不是说你做完拿细尔人之后呢，去祭司那边领什么奖赏，或者是领个奖牌。
It doesn't tell you that after your days as a Nazirite is fulfilled, you go to the priest and you accept an award.
然后就被表扬, 你看他做了三个月那些人哦，都很辛苦哎，没吃葡萄，头发又很长。
And you are being praised for not eating grapes for 3 months, and you have grown your hair for 3 months.
刚好相反。
It is actually the very opposite.
你献完拿细耳人的，回来还要再献祭给神，谢谢神。
After you have offered yourself to a Nazirite and your days are full, that you have to present an offering to the Lord to thank Him.
为什么？
Why?
是神给你有机会做拿细耳人了。
Because God has given you a chance to be a Nazirite.
啊，求神纪念你呀。
May God remember you.
如果不是神给你机会，你哪有机会做拿细耳人？
If God hasn't given you a chance, how would you be a Nazirite?
弟兄姐妹知道吗？ 这个观念跟我们以前的观念刚好相反过来。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very different concept that we have.
人的观念就是说，我为教会做了什么，教会应该谢谢我。
Human concept is that if I have done anything for the church, the church should be thankful.
我奉献那么多，耶稣应该谢谢我。
I've offered so much, Jesus should be thankful to me.
对不起，你是谁？
I'm sorry, but who are you?
你是个人而已。
You're only a human.
神用你，你应该谢谢神用你。
God uses you, and you should be thankful to Him.
神有给你机会奉献，是你的福气。
God has given you a chance for you to offer. It is your blessing.
神可以不要你的奉献，你以为你的奉献有什么大不了？
And God could have rejected your blessing. What's so great about it?
有一些人做了一点点工，要呱呱叫。
And there's some people who did small work.
哦，我辛苦啊。
And starts complaining how hard he.
奉献一点点，奉献一点点就呱呱叫。
And then some people offer very little money and they start complaining.
神没欠你的。
God does not owe you anything.
神也不需要你的。
God does not need anything from you.
没有你献，神可以兴起别人献。
If you don't offer, God can always raise someone else to offer.
但是如果你今天可以献，
However, today, if you can offer,
无论是财力、人力、时间，
whether it's your time, your effort, or your money,
是神给你机会。
It is an opportunity that God has given you.
所以这个拿细耳人呢，满了拿细耳，还要带一大堆祭来谢谢祭司啊，谢谢神啊，哎，拜托帮我献这个啊，谢谢神让我可以奉献。
And that is why when the days of a Nazirite has been fulfilled, then he has to bring offerings to the priest to offer it on his behalf.
这个就是一个很重要的观念。This
is a very important concept.
最后一点。
Finally,
18节,
verse 18.
哦，他的头发怎么办呢？可以剪头发了，终于可以剪头发了。
What about the hair? He can finally cut his hair.
18节，那细耳人要在会幕口剃梨树的头，把梨树头长的发放在平安祭的下的火上。A
Nazirite shall shave his consecrated head at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and shall take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire, which is under the sacrifice of the peace offering.
真有意思。
Very meaningful.
如果是我们，我们会怎么做？
If it were us, what do we do?
哇，我留了三公尺长的头发，现在我终于理数了，我要把它剪起来，把它收起来，裱起来。My
hair has grown to 3 meters. Now that my days have been fulfilled, I can cut it and keep it as a remembrance.
放在我家里的客厅。
As a memorial and put it in my living room.
别人去你家，你看，我这个头发啊，当初为了这个头发，为了这三个月、这半年，多辛苦。
And when you have guests, you can show your hair to your guests and tell them that for that period of time, I was a Nazirite and life was difficult.
纪念品嘛，对不对？
It's a memorial.
神说不可以。
God says no.
你留了这个长头发，剃头之后要做什么？
You shave your head and what do you do with the hair?
把它烧掉。
Burned it.
不留一点痕迹。
Do not leave anything behind.
这个是做圣工的态度。
This is the attitude of doing holy work.
不要老是讲我以前做了什么事。
Do not keep reminiscing of what you did in the past.
当初如果不是我，我家里啊，教会就怎样怎样。
In those days, if it were not for my family, the church would have.
啊，这个东西我奉献的，你们知道吗？这个东西我奉献的。
Or say that, take a look at this. This is what I offer.
你讲都不要讲。
Don't even mention it.
你做了什么东西不要讲。
Whatever you have done, don't mention it.
你不讲，神就帮你讲，神就记，帮你纪念。
If you don't mention it, God will remember you.
你要把它烧掉，在平安祭上面的火，把你的那一束头发给它烧掉。
You have to burn it. You have to put your hair from the days of your Nazirite onto the peace offering.
但是我们今天难道不舍得烧啊？
A lot of people today we are unwilling to burn.
留纪念。
We'll keep it as a memorial.
神不喜欢。
God doesn't like it.
你做什么事，你要让它在神面前消失。
Whatever you have done, you must make it disappear before God.
神都会把你纪念。
And God will remember you.
所以当我们看这个拿细耳的人生，
So looking at the life of a Nazirite,
真的是侍奉的人生。
It is a life of offering.
感恩的人生。
A life of gratitude.
我们准备好当拿细人了吗
？Are we ready to be a Nazarite?
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
415首。
415.